This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Make a phone call.
What'd you just put in your mouth?
Prescription. I walked out to the car and got it to bring back in, take it. There's a prescription bottle in my car.
Okay. Is it Xanax?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Yep.
Okay. Here's the thing I don't want. This prescription is what it is. I just want you to, like,
it's a prescription.
Overdose, you know what I mean?
The prescription's in my car.
A hot car baby death case. Another supermom from Florida. A stepdaughter in her early teens walks into the master bedroom of her home and finds her beautiful stepmom pleasuring herself. That sounds bad, right? It gets worse. The stepdaughter asks the stepmom, "Where's the baby?" And the stepmom says she left the baby in the living room. The stepdaughter goes to check, but quickly returns, concerned. She says the baby is not there. That is when panic starts to set in. You see, the stepmom had become a mom a few weeks earlier. When her stepdaughter told her the 7-week-old's baby was not in the living room, the stepmom, who was baby's mom, froze for a few seconds and then got up and frantically ran to her vehicle outside. Megan Elizabeth Dauphin, the supermom in question, was 30 years old at the time. Megan realized what she did. She forgot the 7-week-old's baby in the car after she went to the store earlier that September 2nd, 2020 morning in Panama City, Florida. She had left the house earlier that morning with the baby and had gone to get some cigarettes. She returned home at about 9 a.m., but instead of bringing the baby into the house and caring for the baby, Megan's mind was seemingly preoccupied with pleasure for herself, so she completely forgot about the baby. So the stepmom Megan, followed by her stepdaughter, reached Megan's SUV and found the baby inside. The baby had been in the hot car for about 4 hours on a hot day in summer in Florida. The baby had no chance. She was dying while her mom was getting high and pleasuring herself in bed. 911 was called, but it was too late. The 7-week-old's baby was pronounced dead at the scene. How can a mom forget her little baby girl in a vehicle for hours? That is what detectives want to find out as they interrogated the baby's mother, Megan Elizabeth Dauphin.
Start asking any questions.
Okay. Yeah.
What's that?
It doesn't work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why we're advising you of all this. So at this time, I can tell you we're not. You'll get an attorney whether you hire one or one gets appointed for you. That's part of your rights, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you want an attorney, then we're pretty much done at that point, which is fine. That's your rights. That's why I'm advising you of all that, okay? What we were planning on doing is going through some of these details, and there's some new information that's come up, so that's what we're wanting to sit down and explain to you. So if I can do this, let me finish advising your rights. If you want an attorney, you don't have to say a word. You can get an attorney, and we don't have to talk, okay? I want to finish advising you of this, and then I want to explain to you why we wanted to sit back down, and then we'll get out of here, okay, if you would like us to do that. So you had the right to talk to an attorney for advice for any questions if you wish, and have him present during questioning. If you can't afford one, want to be appointed for you. If you decide to start answering questions now without a lawyer, at any time you can stop and request one. Do you understand all that? Okay. So here's the deal. Obviously, since that date, we've had a lot of stuff worked, okay? And so we've got some results of, you know, some blood work and some other stuff. And so that's what we're wanting to sit down and talk to you, see if there's some kind of problem or whatever the case may be. I mean, obviously, it's not good, but that's what we wanted to sit down and get your side of what's going on in your life, why is this stuff happening, and just get a bigger picture other than just cut and dry, this is this and this is that. So we were wanting to sit down and talk to you. If you want an attorney, that's absolutely fine. If that's the case, then we're going to get up, we're going to walk out of here, and we'll do what we've got to do. So that's why I wanted to just finish advising you of that, tell you why we brought you down here, and then just let you make the decision on what you want to do. So,
I don't know what you're really asking to be. What's going on in my life? I mean,
well, let me ask you this, because you said you wanted an attorney, okay? So for us to start asking you any kind of questions, then if you want an attorney, that's fine, but we can't ask you a bunch of questions, okay? So if you want to talk to us, I'm more than willing, Jake's more than willing, we'll sit here and go through a dialogue and ask you questions that we'd like to ask you, but I want to make sure that you understand this and that you're making the decision that you do want to talk to us.
I mean, I definitely don't have any problem talking to you, but okay. I guess can I call my attorney and we'll make a date and come back and do it?
Well, let me just tell you this. We have charges on you, okay? So I'm just being honest with you. You're not going to walk out of here a free person, okay? I know that's probably not the easiest thing to hear, but I'm not one to lie, and I try to be transparent, so I'm just being honest with you, okay?
So if you already have charges on me, why are you, what difference does it make at this point?
Well, to answer that question, right now, it's just black and white, okay? We have what happened, and we've got all these results back, and so we know everything that took place over there. I'm and Jake were willing to sit down with you, and maybe you can... Nothing justifies or nothing's going to make this better as far as the outcome that happened that day. But trying to get your side of it and understand what's going on in life that led up to maybe some of these decisions that were made that morning. That's what we're interested in talking to you about. Again, you don't have to say a word to us. And if you want an attorney, that's fine. And we can get up and we can walk out of here. I'm not trying to coerce or force you to talk to us. That's your decision. But if you're asking me what difference does it make, I don't know if it'll make a difference. It gives you an opportunity, because I can't go in there and say, well, this is what I think Megan was feeling, or this is what Megan had going on in life. This is why Megan did this or did that. I can't say that. He can't say that. only one person can say what's going on with Megan and speak for Megan, and that's you. So that's why we wanted to get the opportunity to sit down and hear what you had to say. Again, you don't have to say anything to us, and that's fine too. I'm not trying to twist your arm. I'm just giving you an opportunity if you'd like to explain kind of what's going on in Megan's world that led up to this happening. That's why we brought you down here and gave you an opportunity to sit down and talk with us, okay?
There's a lot going on. I just had a baby. I was trying to work from home, trying to raise 4-year-old, paying all the bills by myself. Michael had literally just started that job.
Okay.
I'm taking some diet. I took, I have a prescription just before you guys too for Phentermine.
Okay. Would it be fair to say you're under a lot of stress?
I have. Well, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I have the folder in my car. I went and got my doctor records from where he had prescribed me the Phentermine.
Okay.
It's a diet pill.
All right, let me ask you this, Megan, and I'm just going to kind of cut through the through everything, because if I was sitting in your shoes, I'd want somebody just to be straight up and honest with me, okay? And
what are my charges?
Well, honestly, I'm going to tell you this. As far as what you had in your system, you know that we did a draw, a blood draw, okay, and that got worked. So we know what's in your system. Based on how it's in your blood compared to how it's in your urine to compare to what levels it is, gives us a pretty good timeline of when that stuff got into your system to begin with, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason I'm prefacing all that is I don't want to ask you a question, and out of being scared or whatever, I don't want you to lie to me. I'd rather you not say a word than to lie to me, okay? But my concern is you had methamphetamine. That has nothing to do with a prescription, but you had meth in your system.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
And when we were out there, I think you had made the comment at DCF that you had been clean for 10 years, which I'm sure you wouldn't want to tell them, I do this and I do that, because you're scared. This is a bad situation. I'm sure you didn't want to tell us that either. But I'm just curious, when did you last use, did you have a relapse? Had you been doing better with that and things just got to you and the stress got to you and you made a bad decision? And that's the stuff that I'm curious about. Let me ask you this. Obviously, you did it at some point because it's in your system. Prior to that incident, had it been a while since you've used anything other than your prescriptions that you're prescribed?
I definitely didn't do anything that day.
Can I tell you that the blood, it does not appear that. I'm just going to tell you. The blood came back, I think, over like 35, whatever levels they measured in. Over 35 is impaired or under the influence of. Yours was up over 200. And it was prominent in the blood, but not as much in the urine, which what that means is that means that it has not gone from your blood and gone through your system and made it into the urine yet. So it was fresh, if that makes sense. So again, I'd rather you just not say anything than not, because I don't want you to make yourself look bad not being honest with me. But I'm just trying to get clarity on what was going on with you that morning. And trust me, I know if you could take back a lot of this stuff from that morning, you would do it in a heartbeat. But I just don't want you to make bad decisions in here today. So that's why I'm just asking you bluntly, and I've kind of laid it out to you. You know, I know you used. I guess I'm just curious, if was there a long break in using and you backslid? And if so, how long had you been clean? Well, and it may not. I'm just being honest with you.
Can you tell me what charges are?
It's manslaughter.
Can I call my mom at least?
I promise you I'll let you make a phone call to your mom. Do you mind grabbing some tissues?
You don't mind?
What's that? You don't want any?
Let me grab
them. Yeah, just in case. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any issue if we get a buccal swab inside the mouth?
What difference does it make? No, I'm already charged. You guys already have your mind made up. Well,
Megan, it's kind of hard when you're 7 times over what the impaired amount of methamphetamine in your system is. I mean, that kind of backs us in a rock in a hard place, you know what I mean? I mean,
I understand that, but
I'm not trying to, you have peers, and you have a judge, and you have attorneys that decide how all of this plays out, okay? My job and his job, if you want one, my job and his job is to take a look at the facts of the case, see if there's a violation of state statute. And if there is, it's our job to hold somebody accountable, okay? What happens from that point moving forward is outside of my control and it's outside of his control, okay? So when you keep saying, what does it matter? And we've already made up our mind, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it's black and white. You have got a substantial amount of methamphetamines in your system. You weren't completely honest that day, which I understand, because you're probably scared to death. Probably very similar to right now. But I just wanted to afford to give you the opportunity to explain yourself if you wanted to. At the end of the day, he can walk into a courtroom and he can say, here's what happened that day. Here's lab results that show this, and here's where we're at. Because of this, it played a factor in your ability to function, your faculties, and here's what happened that day. Again, he can't say anything on your behalf. I can't say anything on your behalf. So this is your opportunity for your voice to be heard if you want to explain what's going on in life. I'm not saying any of it justifies any of this, but we're trying to get what was going on with Megan.
A human element rather than just something
facts on paper.
I don't know. I mean, I do everything by myself. Michael doesn't help me at all. I just caught him cheating on me. I literally pay all of the bills by myself. And he has just got that job. His kids, my kids, the day before, Riley needed her computer, so I had to take off work and do that. The day before that, Braylon was sick, so he was there. I was super stressed. I even got an email from work that, you know, like, not that they were, like, picking on me, but it said mistyped F-D-O-T. I put F-D-O-T-T instead of F-D-O-T, and I get, like, a smart comment back that's like, what's F-D-O-T-T? Like, obviously, you know exactly what I meant. With a newborn, and...
How long before that day did you find out that he was cheating on you?
I don't know. Like the day before, maybe.
Yeah, what I was going to ask you, was it within the week or?
Yeah, definitely within the week.
Okay. Is what you picked up from Michael, was that truly cigarettes that you got from him? Yeah. Is that what you got from him when you met him up?
Absolutely.
It wasn't anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What time did you use?
I didn't.
Okay, when are you saying is the last time that she used? Which, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you, a scientist and a doctor can get up on that stand and give a pretty close estimate as to what time you used. So, again, I'm asking for honesty. I don't want you to say something in here that's going to make you look bad later on and not being honest, okay? And if you made a mistake that morning, I think that now is the time to make better decisions and just be honest about stuff, okay? When was the last time that you used?
I'll call my mom another time, please.
Okay. When was the last time that you used?
Can I call my mom and an attorney, please?
Okay. Thank you. Listen, we don't typically let people keep their cell phones in here. I'm going to let you make a phone call to your mom. I'm going to step out. Just do me a favor. Call your mom. And then when you're done with that phone call, if you just want to set it on the table for me, okay?
Can I call an attorney?
Yeah, you're welcome to call that as well. And if at some point, if they decide they want to you to talk to us or whatever, we'll be glad to come back in and talk to you, okay?
I'm going to jail for manslaughter. Yes, I am. I'm at the sheriff's department right now with manslaughter charges. He came and got me from work. I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you. I love you. Make a phone call. What'd you just put in your mouth? What'd you just put in your mouth? Prescription. I walked out to the car and got it to bring back in. Take it. There's a prescription bottle in my car.
Okay. That was a Xanax?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Yep.
Okay. You
There's a thing I don't want. This prescription is what it is. I just don't want you to, like,
it's a prescription.
Overdose,
it's in my, the prescription's in my car. In a bottle.
Okay. Were you able to call your mom?
Yeah. I called my mom. I was also going to call an attorney.
What'd you just put in your mouth?
Huh?
What'd you just put in your mouth?
Prescription. The Xanax. I walked out to the car and got it to bring back in. Take it. There's a prescription bottle in my car.
Okay. That is a Xanax?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a thing I don't want. This prescription is what it is. I don't want you to, like,
it's a prescription.
Overdose.
It's,
you know what I mean?
In my... The prescription's in my car. In a bottle.
Okay. Were you able to call your mom?
Mm-hmm. I called my mom. I was also calling your attorney.
Was it a prescription Xanax or a street Xanax?
Prescription Xanax. Out of my bottle. You can go pull the cameras off of my work. They got cameras in the parking lot. You can see me walk outside. I walk to my car. Took the cigarette. I got one and put it in my pocket. So I could take it. Go inside and take it.
My main concern is I don't want you to overdose. You know what I mean?
Do you have any more? Yeah. When I just walked out to the car and got that one out of the bottom.
To come inside and take it.
Hey, Rita. I'm sorry. I'm going to jail today, so I'm sure my mom will be down there to talk to him, but I want him to be there for my first appearance. I'm sure I won't get in there. I'm sure it'll be tomorrow. No, they just came and got me from work. Yeah, I'm at the sheriff's department. Sheriff's department? They're about to take me. Panhandle Engineering? No, they got me in the investigation room. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. I'm sure she will, yeah. Yeah, I told her I wanted her to call my mom and my lawyer. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I think so. I don't. No, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Were you able to get hold of who you need to?
I'm on the phone all the way right now.
Will I make first appearance today or no?
I doubt. No, not today.
Order and turn myself in or not?
No, no, we gotta move forward today.
No, I was asking them.
So you're on hold? Is that what's going on? All right. When he gets on the phone, we'll mm-hmm. step out so you have privacy with him. As far as what you took, is it 100%? Is that a Xanax? Obviously, I didn't want to go digging in your pockets close to your privates and all that kind of stuff, so I didn't want to dig in your pockets, but I don't want something to happen to you either. And that's why I asked you if you had anything on you, and I kind of patted. I didn't feel anything. What are you... 100%, that was the Xanax you took. And is there a prescription in your car over there?
Mm-hmm. There's one in my car and one at my house, the refill.
But you promised me it was nothing else. If we get you tested, it's going to be strictly just the Xanax.
It's going to be Xanax. It's one little football-shaped peach. 0.5.
I wish you would have told me that that's what you had with you.
I honestly at that time didn't. Wasn't the last thing I was thinking about.
Who's your attorney, just out of curiosity?
Jim Hart. You can go pull the records from the camera at my work.
What's on the cameras at work?
I walked up to my car, got one of prescription.
Okay. So I'll know what you got and what you had in your pocket. All right. I'll leave you in private. We'll probably give you 5 or 10 minutes to have this phone call, and then after that, we're going to probably get out of this room, okay? So.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm about to go to jail for manslaughter. What's that, other number? I'm about to go to jail for manslaughter. What's that other number that I was calling you from? I'm going to jail for manslaughter. One. Two, I need that number that, the other number that I was calling you from. Yeah. Hurry. Hello? I called my lawyer. He's supposed to be at first appearance, but it won't be till tomorrow. I fucking sit there for goddamn fucking 24 goddamn fucking hours. At least, if not fucking more. Like, they fucking came and got me at fucking 5 o'clock. Goddamn. Let me fucking smoke a fucking cigarette. And, the sheriff's office investigation room. Yeah. I guess that a number is, disconnected, so I can't get a hold of it's just connection. I talked to Jim. I talked to Jim, and he said either him or Michael will be there. And then you want to first appearance? My fucking cigarette. My fucking bulldozer.
You get a chance to speak with him?
All right. I'm assuming he doesn't want you talking to us? Or, okay. All right, give me just a minute, and let me see this, okay?
Give me just a second, I'll come get you, all right?
Hey, why don't you go ahead and stand up for me? Okay, so I know they went through this before with you already, as far as asking you if you had anything on you. So do you have anything on you at this point? Okay, go ahead and take your hand out of your pockets. Just go ahead and take that jacket off for me. Okay, go ahead and turn around. So I'm going to check. And again, because they already asked you once and you weren't entirely honest.
No, I wasn't.
How long does it take that Xanax to kick in . I guess you know that you're going to the jail, and once they're going to search you again there, and if there's anything on you that you don't go ahead and let me have or disclose as having, they're going to charge you with introduction to contraband. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and pop these off. Keep that. Okay, other foot. Okay. Okay, so I guess you know that you're going to the jail. Mm-hmm. And once they're going to search you again there, mm-hmm. and if there's anything on you that you don't go ahead and let me have or disclose as having, they're going to charge you with introduction to contraband. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and pop these off. Yeah. Okay, other foot. Okay. Okay, just have a seat and they'll be back with you, okay?
I'm okay.
Now I'm going to hold it out here for now.
I'm cold.
Okay, you won't be here very long.
That's fucking crazy.
The evidence they gather is shocking, in that so many warning signs were ignored and this beast of a mother was allowed to cause the death of a precious 7-week-old baby, McKinley Grace Garner. The case went to trial in April of 2023, and it took the jury less than 30 minutes to reach a verdict. Megan was found guilty of aggravated manslaughter of a child. The evidence proved that she was under the influence of meth on the date of the incident. There were so many warning signs in this case that were seemingly ignored. Just days after the birth of her daughter, cops had found Megan slumped in her car, foot still on the brake, totally unresponsive. She had overdosed. Cops found a suspect substance in the vehicle, but could not determine what the substance was with their on-site testing kits. So they sent it to FDLE, and she was not arrested. Instead, Megan was given Narcan, but it did not work. And then she was then sent to the hospital, where she recovered and was released. The FDLE lab report came back later to show that Megan was high on GBH, also known as Scoop, the so-called date drug. This was not surprising to anyone who knew Megan. It turns out that Megan and her live-in boyfriend, Michael Garner, the father of the baby, both had a long history of abuse of illegal drugs, with many arrests and convictions. Megan received the maximum sentence, 30 years, so Megan will now have to satisfy herself in prison. She is scheduled to be released in her early 60s. The dad, Michael Garner, continued to get into trouble with the law. He is currently on a 2-year probation sentence for possession of meth. Baby Garner was unlucky to be born to the it couple of Lynn Haven, Florida. For McKinley Grace Garner, may she rest in peace. Given a prior incident with her mother found passed out in a vehicle, it seems that this death could have been prevented if authorities had acted quickly to ensure that McKinley was in a safe environment and removed her from that home. Sadly, this is not the only case of this type we have covered on our channels. Below you will find a link to the interrogation of another supermom. Check out the description below. Thanks for watching and supporting us. It is thanks to your continued support that we keep bringing you exclusive cases like this one. Keep in mind that we have expanded our channel to include many types of content, from talk shows and interview shows to deep dives in the files of criminal cases. Until next time, this is Tracy and I'm signing off from Atlanta. Deep Dive True Crime.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.